Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What up, what up, what up? This is Kamis coming back in. Once again, I'm coming back in week six. We up in this thing week six in the NBA Fantasy Football League. And man, do I have some news. But first, y'all got to forgive me for the late arrival. Normally, it's for 7 o'clock, but, you know, hey, it's all good. We're going to keep this show going. But man, do I have some news for you all. I can't get this started without giving a happy belated birthday shout out to two of the coaches in the league. First, huge Seattle Seahawks fan and big leaguer, Scott. Got to give him a shout out. I don't know if I said it on a past show, but if I did, hey, this is times two. But hey, happy birthday to you, Scott. Happy birthday to Packers fan and minor league coach Kent. All right, so we about to get this show started, but can't continue on without saying we still out for these two coaches. One is the rookie big leaguer, Dale. You know, we all know him from last week. He was on there last week. He's still on there this week. So, but that's the coach of Who's That Man's Mama. And we have one more who's the rookie coach, also the minor, but in a different league. He's a rookie minor league coach, Ed, and his team name is Fill Up and Down That Eggplant. But yeah, we got to get these coaches, we got to get them an L. Currently, they're standing 5-0 at the top of the league standings, but we got to get them a loss. So just remember, first coaches that give them their first loss of the season will get a free gift card. Rewind, play. So we got to get those coaches an L, and the first coach that gets them their first L will get a free gift card. Compliments of the league. So that's just to add it on right there. But once again, we got to get those coaches their L. Like, they can't just continue on with these, they can't just continue on with these undefeated records. So our big league bounty game this week is, once again, Who's That Man's Mama versus, you might have to change that name, but skip the drum roll. The champ is here. Just remember, Who's That Man's Mama is undefeated, and if the champ is here, defeats Who's That Man's Mama, he will get a free gift card. I think that one is $10. In the Florida League, all teams have gotten their first loss, so we don't have any bounty games in this league. But we do have a rivalry game in something telling me that we may hear from one of those coaches, but we do have a rivalry game this week, and it's El Chapo versus Multiple Scorgasms. We all know who Multiple Scorgasms is. He's no foreigner to this show, but yeah, that's going to be a very interesting game. But that's our rivalry game in our Florida Lee League, is El Chapo Dillinger versus Multiple Scorgasms. In our minor league, we still have an undefeated team. So we have our bounty game in that league is versus Phillips. But man, it's been crazy in week six. I've been seeing this front office working through all the leagues, but in the big leagues, we currently have a trade going on between I Sneed to Prove Something, who's acquiring Marcus Mariota and Jason Witten, but giving away to a team, your boy and them, Isaiah Crowell and Carson Palmer. But can't get this thing started any longer without the Eddie Rob Report. So I'm going to just put you all on, get some of this good old school back, and we're going to get the Eddie Rob Report going. Yo, yo, Eddie Rob, we got you on?
I'm right here. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, man. Hey, it's all good over here. You know, week six in the NBA Fantasy Football League, I can't complain.
I know that's right. I mean, I know you sound like you've been making a lot of waves in the league and doing well so far early in the year, so I wouldn't complain either.
Exactly. Hey, I've been, you know, hey, you know, who am I to toot my own horn? But, you know, I am sitting at the top of the league, you know, looking down on everyone. But, you know, hey, you know, I'm just a humble guy.
Hey, so like they said, the season is a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, just take it one week at a time.
Hey, that, if I keep you on the show in that that book on my iPad, I'll be Gucci. I'm here for the long haul. So what you got for
just,
us today?
Doing my part.
All right, sir.
Well, as always, welcome to the Robinson Report, everyone. Week six of the NFL season kicked off last night with a good game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Carolina Panthers. It was pretty tight from start to finish. Midway through the second half, well, actually midway through the first half, Carson Wentz threw a touchdown pass to Zach Ertz to tie the game up at 10. And then after successful field goals and touchdowns between both teams, Cam Newton threw a last fourth-quarter interception to give the Eagles the win 28-23. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz went 16 out of 30 passes for 222 yards and three touchdown passes. He also had six carries for 25 yards. On the losing end, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton completed 28 out of 52 passes for 239 yards, one touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and three interceptions. He was also the team's leading rusher. The Eagles' next game will be next Monday night against the rival Washington Redskins. And as for the Panthers, they'll go to Chicago and play the Bears at Soldier Field. Meanwhile, for Carolina, Luke Kuechly left the game with another concussion, so they're going to monitor him the remainder of the week as he is in the concussion protocol. As for the remainder of the week six important games, we've got Detroit and the Saints. Matthew Stafford is listed as questionable right now on the injury report. Again, there were problems of him having a hamstring issue as well as an ankle issue. Again, Matthew Stafford is questionable, but it looks like he could play on Sunday in the Dome. Haloti Ngata is on injured reserve due to a torn bicep, and his recovery time is expected to be 4 months. In the meantime, offensive lineman T.J. Lang is questionable with a back. Ezekiel Ansah, their defensive end, is questionable with the knee. Paul Warlow is out with a knee injury. That's their linebacker. Running back Dwayne Washington is questionable with a quadricep injury. And wide receiver Kenny Golladay is questionable with a hamstring. As for the Saints, Willie Snead is questionable with a hamstring, and Andres Pete was limited in practice. That's the Saints' offensive tackle due to a hip injury. And linebacker Alex Anzalone is on injured reserve due to having surgery on his right shoulder. Another important game to look out for in week six is the 49ers and the Redskins. Linebacker Reuben Foster is questionable with an ankle injury, while fullback Kyle Juszczyk is out with a chest injury, and safety Eric Reed is questionable with a knee. Also, cornerback Asa Jackson is out with a hamstring injury. He was placed on injured reserve. As for the Redskins, they've got important injuries on their side. Offensive lineman Trent Williams is questionable with a kneecap. Also, safety DeShazer Everett is doubtful with a hamstring injury. Also, their big running back, Rob Kelly, he's doubtful with an ankle injury. And Josh Norman, their all-pro cornerbacks, will be out with a rib injury. Another important game we have at Arrowhead Stadium between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Offensive lineman Ramon Foster is going to be questionable with a back injury for the Steelers. As for the Chiefs, center Mitch Morse is out with a foot injury. Guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is going to be questionable with a knee injury. And defensive back Stephen Terrell is out with a concussion. The Sunday night game between the winless New York Giants and the Denver Broncos. Of course, the Giants have all sorts of injuries, starting off with their safety Landon Collins. He's questionable with an ankle injury. Their defensive end Romeo Okwara is out with a knee sprain. Also, their center, Weston Richburg, their offensive lineman, is out with a concussion. Linebacker Jonathan Casillas is out with a neck injury. Sterling Shepard, their wide receiver, is out. He suffered an ankle injury in last week's game against the Chargers. Also, Paul Perkins is questionable with a rib injury. And, of course, Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham Jr., and Dwayne Harris are all on injured reserve and are out for the year. Marshall and Beckham have ankle injuries, and Harris has a foot injury. As for the Broncos, wide receiver Cody Latimer is out with a knee injury. Shane Ray, their linebacker, is on injured reserve due to a wrist injury. Their tight end Jake Butt is out with a knee injury, and backup quarterback Paxton Lynch is out with a shoulder injury. Monday night game between the Colts and the Titans. Wide receiver Kamar Aiken is questionable for the Colts. He has a hip injury. Linebacker Anthony Walker Jr. is questionable with a hamstring injury. Again, Andrew Luck is out with a right shoulder injury. He has been practicing, but not ready to come back, so Jacoby Brissett will remain the quarterback. Wide receiver Chester Rogers is questionable with a hamstring injury, and safety Clayton Gathers is out with a hamstring injury. Also, as far as Tennessee is concerned, again, Marcus Mariota, questionable. He's going to be a game-time decision due with a hamstring injury. Wide receiver Corey Davis is out with a hamstring injury. Also, safety Jonathan Cyprian is out with a hamstring injury. And offensive lineman Tyler Lewin is going to be questionable with a knee injury. And for my game of the week, Green Bay and Minnesota. Green Bay still having problems on their offensive line. David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga are both questionable. Bakhtiari has a hamstring, and Bulaga has an ankle injury. Linebacker Ahmad Brooks is doubtful with a back injury. Cornerback Devon House is questionable with a quadricep injury. Linebacker Joe Thomas is out with an ankle problem. Cornerback Kevin King is doubtful with a concussion. Safety Morgan Burnett is out with a hamstring. Running back Ty Montgomery is going to be questionable due to bad ribs. As for the Vikings, of course, Sam Bradford is going to be out for that game. He re-aggravated his knee injury in last Monday night's game against the Bears, so Case Keenum will get the start. As for other injuries, center Nick Easton is out with a calf injury. Safety Andrew Sindejo is questionable with a groin injury. And Stephon Diggs, their all-pro, all-star wide receiver, is going to be out with a groin injury. And, of course, Dalvin Cook is on injured reserve. Their top running back tore his ACL and done for the year. I didn't do too bad at all last week. I did very well last week. My record was 8 wins and 6 losses. So far my record this year is 43 wins and 34 losses. Now for my week 6 picks so far, I'm 1-0. Philadelphia beat Carolina. Also, I have Baltimore beating Chicago. I've got Green Bay beating Minnesota. I've got Washington beating San Francisco. I've got Detroit beating New Orleans. Atlanta will beat Miami. Houston beats Cleveland. New England will beat the Jets. Arizona will beat Tampa Bay. Jacksonville will beat the Rams. Oakland will beat the Chargers. Kansas City will take down the Steelers. Denver will beat the Giants on Sunday night. And on the Monday night game, I've got Indianapolis to beat Tennessee. I'm Ed Robinson, and this has been the Robinson Report. Don't forget, for your latest news and sports information, check out my website, therobinsonreport.net, www.therobinsonreport.net, www.therobinsonreport.net. And it's still early in the season, so you can pick up your copy of that ebook, the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook, on lulu.com.
Okay. Once again, man, we got the Eddie Rob Report, and, man, I'm telling you, so we're going to have to figure out a way to get you on the picks for next week, because I had picked Carolina to win last night, man, and I don't know what happened.
Sometimes those things happen, you know. I just had a feeling about that game. You know, the Eagles were riding high. I mean, Carolina was riding on a high, too, but it was just something about the Eagles that just, they're really playing some good ball right now, particularly with their running game. They've been running the ball very effectively with Blunt and Clement. I know Smallwood and Sproles are injured, but I thought with Blunt, they were able to help Carson Wentz on the offensive side.
Yeah, Blunt was handling, we was running that rock. But, man, I'm going to tell you what was crazy. I was checking out your book because, you know, the Saints, they're coming off a bye. And you had them projected like the top 10 offenses this year, you know, coming into this season. And we're about to set history this weekend for the longest streak in the NFL without a turnover. What do you think about that?
I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm surprised that it's statistic right there, because I thought I came in.
All right, thank y'all. This is the Eddie Rob Report. He's gone. No, man.
I was surprised, because I thought the Saints were going to come in and As usual, I said, okay, well, hopefully they won't turn the ball over too many times and they'll be able to win some more games. But that statistic is a shocker to me.
Well, it's not a shocker to me. You know, I'm a true Saints fan, so I'm be like, yeah, that was expected. But anything, once again, did you tell you said how to get in contact with, get a hold of your book? It's on Lulu. Tell them how to get in contact with you. So, tell them that again before we get you out of here.
Sure, no problem. Again, the website is www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net. And also, again, still early in the season, pick up your copy of the 2017 Pro Football Regular Season Outlook, available on lulu.com. And I'll post the link up on both of those links up on with Friend's Facebook page.
Hey, we appreciate that. But quick question. So, we're in mid-season right now, and you have anything else coming up? You came out with the NFL NFL ebook. You got anything else planned or up your sleeve? Any other new thing you're working on?
I will be working on something new in the near future, so stay tuned for that.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. We can't be a one-trick pony. So that's awesome. Keep us updated, and we appreciate everything you do, man, and stay at hard work. We look forward to, your next project.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. So we're about to get ready to, get our other host on. I don't know if he's going to do the shot or report, but we're about to get him on the call. So, hey, Joe.
Oh, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling. Just week six. We just got finished with the Eddie Rob report. Thanks for coming out, hanging in. We got some other callers calling in, too. So I'm going to just continue on with the league standing in the big leagues. So in the big leagues, who's currently in first place is the rookie big leaguer, Who's That Man's Mama, sitting at 5-0. In number two's position... What'd you say? Yeah, well, he's the junior league champion.
All right.
But he's a rookie to the big league, so, he get a pass. But, so we got Team Lando Rambunctious sitting at 5-1. 4-1, look at me. Third place, Survival of the Fit. Fourth place, Mayhem, who's the 2016 champ. In fifth place, Something Spectacular. In sixth place, we have Ya Boy and Them. Seventh place, we have This Is Sparta. In eighth place, it's I Sneed to Prove Something. In ninth place, that's me, Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife. In tenth place, Daddy Daycare. 11th place, Life Support. 12th place, The Champ Is Here. 13th place, The Chosen One, who finally got their first victory, and in fifth place, Team Instagram. But before I go to the junior league, let's get a caller in. What you think, Joe? You ready to take a call?
Yeah, let's take a call in. Let's see what they got to say.
Yo, you on live? Who this is? Calling in?
Yeah, this is Mike Lowry right here. You hear me?
Nah.
We back again. You heard me? Had to come in and holler at you right quick.
Appreciate it. So tell me what
you
had. You calling in there because we got a bounty out for you.
Man, I heard you put some change on my head. Bro, that ain't going to do you no good. You know what I'm saying? Your shoes are going to get shot again. From what I see in this league, bro, I don't look like I'm going to lose a game this year. You know what I mean? So you might have come better with a bounty, you see? I had to just pay me to take a week off or something. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no competition in there for me.
That's what I'm talking about. Where you calling in from?
Oh, I'm calling in from New Orleans, man. 504 Bounce,
Right. That's what I'm talking about, man. So All right. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you give us a call pretty consistent, you know, but you got a pretty tough game.
That's what you call it. I call it light work. You know, I feel a blowout of the week coming right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, I already hit him with the throwback line for the team, man. So he's going to get a throwback ass over this week, too, to top it off, man.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool team name. So, yeah, call it. That's fill up and down this D.
man, you know, but I appreciate you picking against me every week, bro. That's the only thing keeping me focused because I ain't got no competition to worry about, you know what I'm saying? So I just got to keep making sure you're wrong for picking against me every week today.
Oh, it's going to eventually pan out to be correct, though. And you know it's going to be on.
I don't see it happening, though, man. You know, I ain't seen a team yet that can compete with mine, you know? You know what I mean? You know, I feel like top to bottom, I got the best roster out.
That's cool. So what do you think, you plan on moving up to the Junior League next year?
I mean, you know, when I move up to the Junior League, same story. You know what I'm saying? When I move up to the big league, it's going to be the same story. Just line them up, I'm knocking them down, bro.
Boom, like that. Bop, 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 bop.
Like that. You might as well tell them plan for next year.
Well, I don't know if you know, but the lady that won, was a champ last year of that league, is Victoria's Secret. She's in the Junior League this year.
Oh, all right. Well, my hitter her way, you know. I got my hitter coming her way, so I ain't worrying about that. My dog Marcus was four games going to handle my lightweight. You dig? But she'll be there when I get there next year. I'm going to deal with it after he deal with it. We take turns. We tag each other in, you heard?
Okay. Well, hey, that's good. Someone is holding down, you know, at least part of the bargain because, you know, he's up there in the Junior League striking out with his that's his other partner. Who that is? But that's the
multiple scorgasms? Yeah, that's my partner right
there. El Chapo.
I don't claim him. I don't claim him.
Exactly.
I don't claim him. don't claim him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I tried to coach him up. He ain't want to listen. So yeah, what it is.
But, man, you know, let's see who this is calling in. Yo, you're live. Who this is?
Oh, you already know. The one and only multiple scorgasms. You know I'm going to build it. No, we do. We got to make this a regular. I got to shout out to the commit. I got to shout you out twice. You did get the bonus. I got you. But guess what?
Wow, shout out
to my boy Joe. Joe, I heard you. What's going on? My number one boy, you know, Mr. Fill Up and Down this dude. You already know how he do it. I like the team name, brother. I like the team name. That was awesome.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. When I first was typing it up, and I'm like, hey, I can't just say that. Like,
come on, Commission. You gotta put it like it's wrote, man. You know, it's all for shits and giggles. Come on now, you gotta put it like
exactly.
It is.
But yeah, I'm just saying it's a band. You know, I was just like, whoa, wait, hold on, hold that pistol, partner. You know,
as a man, I'm not saying it. You know, man. I'm just gonna have a typo. Typo, El Chapo.
It's all good. But yeah, you know, funny. I told you got about the best name this week. You got about the best name this week, man. That is funny, but I don't know how it just happened that you and Joe call in on the same night. Like, you know, we're like, what's going on?
We try to make it every week because I do want to represent for the league. The league is doing very good things, and I heard the shot you gave out talking about you at the top looking to the bottom, but it's all good, you know. Like you said, it's not the best. You're going to be up there for 1 week. I was up for 1 week. You're going to be up for 1 week. We'll get you down, and shout out to Victoria's Secret. I'm looking forward to you next week. I told you, I've been counting this down.
Hey, I brought a chair. I'll be up there for a while, man. Earlier today, I was like, I've been giving y'all a break. You know, I'm like, I'm going to let it go one week, and then I'm going to just start pounding y'all.
You know what's funny? I would have said the same thing if I was in your position. Keep it going. I would have said the same thing.
You know, because I said that. Somebody asked me, I was like, nah, you know, this week I'm going to just be classy, you know, but next week, y'all going to hate me. Y'all going to hate me.
I want to see what's going on. shout out to Deshaun Watson. I hope he's listening. But yeah, he's the only one who saved you. Yeah, he was just saving you for last week.
But wait, but like, who picked him up though? You know, I picked him up.
Oh yeah, of course. That was a good pickup. You did your homework.
Well before this game, though. I just want you to know, you know, I'm well prepared.
Oh no, you are. I know. Let's hope that you can.
No, but you played a good game. You played a good game, you know, but yeah, couldn't have you up there too.
I feel kind of salty. I feel kind of salty because you beat me, knocked me out of first place, and you got blew out of the week. I don't like that. That's 2-for-1. Can't do that.
Hey, that's how I do. You know, if you're gonna do it, you got to do it big. But let me just get started with this current standards of the Florida League. So you know, is multiple scoregasm said I. I'm sitting at the top, 4-1. Team, hide your kids, hide your wife. I'm looking down on multiple scoregasms. In third place is Insane Asylum. Fourth place, we have Victorious Secret, who's also the minor league champion. In fifth place, we got Who Them. Yeah. In sixth place, we have That's All You Got. Seventh place, we have The Champ Is Here. In eighth place, we have Juice Team. Ninth place, we have Nighthawks Team. All these, I felt like a tongue twister. Tenth place, we have Add 'em Up. 11th place, we have You Hate Me. 12th place, Bounty Hunters. Yeah, 13th place is El Chapo Dillinger. And in 14th place, we have The Recruit. That's a real fitting name for a 0-5 record, but you definitely had to step things up. But we're just going to fast forward to the minor league, and it's Phil up and down this D indicated he's sitting at the top in the minor league, currently 5-0. In second place, we have Goddard Coach. Third place, we have Charles Team. Fourth place, we have Tyrone C's Team. Fifth place, we have Phillips Team. Sixth place, we have Tech Steel Curtain 817. Yeah, you can tell they from Texas and like the Steelers. Seventh place, we have King's Team. Eighth place, we have Digby Eagles. Tenth place, we have Ken's Terrific Team. 11th place, we have VA's Finest Team. And in 12th place, we have Smoking Eights. All right. Whew. My mouth's kind of dry after that, so I gotta take a quick break. So I'm gonna let y'all just get back to some of that old goody mob. All right. We back. So, man, I hope y'all enjoy some of that good in my cell therapy. You know, that's a little couple old school. But, you know, I'm about to get this interview started with Coach Malton Scoregasm because he is the junior league rivalry game against the guy who he brought on who got his first win in week five. So coincidental. So, you know, he can actually get his – you know, you can actually get his shake back. Like, hey, you know, he brought him in here and he went through 5 weeks without getting a victory. But Joe Beebe, you on there?
Yes, sir.
Hey. So you ready to get this week six rivalry game interview with Coach from Malton Scoregasm?
Yeah.
But wait, we got a quick. You know, we can't just keep going. Didn't you just get your week five victory?
Yeah, but I'm not going to speak on it because every time I done went on air saying I'm going to win, I done lost.
You know, so we just go, you know, just keep it gangster. But we just got the Coach Malton Scoregasm up in here?
Yes, sir.
Already. Right. Are you ready for this week?
Oh, of course. So let me respond to what you said on your introduction. The only way El Chapo Dillon's going to shake back, that's when a twerking contest, because he ain't got no chance. And I'm going to tell you this. Though. The only way he might have a slither of a chance is that a lot of my people already done. But I'm going to show you just how good of a fantasy coach I am, marking our record, on how I'm going to get the backups and get them in there for the victory. It's all good. Because he's making some good moves, and I give him mad props on that. But at the end of the day, you are 13 out of 14. That's no respect on it. Like, you in the basement, no food, no water, with one light bulb that's halfway blown out. Like, come on now. You can't do nothing about that, bro.
Right. But got many excuses. Man, he was posting all in the group how he was like, if this would have happened, you know, the star would have been at 90 degrees.
We're all drunk, you know what I'm saying? You already know. Like I told you, when he was blocked out, I had the head on. So it was like, y'all finally get a little gist of it. I had to hear, and then it happened to be the week that I get to play him when he's trying to go for his second victory. If he get it, no props to him, but he's not going to make the playoffs. I'm going on record right now. He ain't making the playoffs.
Yeah, because, I mean, you took some hits with, especially with Stephon Diggs going out in the lineup.
Oh, yeah, but it's all good. I did my homework, and Mr. Lewis from Cleveland, Ricardo, if I'm not mistaken, Ricardo Lewis, he's doing very well with the backup quarterback. So I think he's going to do pretty well with Kevin Hogan in there. So hopefully, I'm kind of banking on him, no lie. You know, anybody that you want to pick up, you hope to give you double digits. And I think it's going to be okay. But just like he's over there banking on Aaron Jones, the running back from Green Bay. But, you know, I don't believe he's going to do well because of Ty Montgomery coming back with his rib injury. So it's all good. We got a lot of things to play out to make the things well. He put it in Luke Kuechly last night. Sorry for him. We got that concussion and left McCaffrey on the bench thinking he wasn't going to do well. But, you know, they love throwing it to the running back now. Cam's starting to become a wise man. But, you know, at the end of the day, multiple scoregasms, go score multiple times and make it fill up and down this dick. You already know how it is.
Get up. You know, and see, and that's what, like, you know what they don't be understanding? That's what the whole league is about, is, like, just pretty much pushing you having the best lineup. You know, he making all these excuses, which how you miss 15 points. Like, he should know that only way that they were going to get the ball against Philadelphia is with them throwing the ball. They got the top five best run defense.
Exactly. And then McCaffrey is the perfect role, like with throws with the Saints a few years back. He's not running the ball. And if he does, he's not going to get much, but he's going to get like maybe five carries at the most. So he's going to get the ball because he's an infantry part of their offense, but he's going to get it receiving. And that's going to give him a whole lot more. And then if you realize the point system in our league, 1 point per first down, which is, God, if I'm not mistaken, he had, what, 6 first downs last fight? That's 6 points right there.
Right.
Come on, man. You got to do your homework. He's not doing his homework, but it's all good. I'm going to teach him. I'm
it
sorry.
Shows.
He don't want to listen.
That's why I be like, come on, rookie. Like, hey, do your homework. You know, if you're going to do your homework, you're gonna succeed. But if not, you know, because everything is competitive. Everything plays a factor. You don't know the points going to them. You're not going to win. You're just going to score points. You better going
to
do it.
And exactly. You're right. And, like, I try to get some knowledge, especially when he was down. He's a big Ben Roethlisberger fan, although he's a Saints fan. He loves him as a fantasy quarterback. But if this man is coming out telling he wants to retire before the season starts, what do you believe he's going to do mid-season? Come on, dude. Like, five interceptions, you should know that was going to be prone to happen.
Right.
And luckily you
right.
won when it did happen. Alex Smith is so – him and Tom Brady's 1-2. If you have them, you have to start them regardless of whoever else you have. Like, come on, man. That's just smart football. But
right,
this is why
right.
he's 1-5. So
yes, yes. So, you know, so what did he tell you was his reason for losing in the league? That's like, that's just two things I want
everybody,
to know.
One is, everybody had their best week to beat me. Okay, sure. You act like you lost by no more than 5 or 10 points. You can't have your best week if you're getting blow out of the week. Come on, dude. if was the fifth, we'd all be drunk. So if I had my running back up there, if I had Alex Smith in the game, who knows, he was going to drop 60-something points. So easier question is, what excuse he didn't give me? Maybe his dog ate his fantasy lineup or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I know you got wind of it because he couldn't post in the league. So someone had
yes,
to.
Yes, he's like, man. I said, like, well, you're talking about, you know, you're on suicide watch right now. Man, okay, post up. Yeah, because you're on suicide watch. Exactly. You might be over there dead in a box or something. Your team is just, you know, they're trash.
Right. Because he came into the league talking big noise, you know. I thought he was going to, you know, dive in and make a splash or something. Do something. Let us know
you was a smart man, Kabir. I swear you, I thought you was a smart man. Talk about you thought he was going to do something. Come on, now, y'all travel diligent. Did he get caught in the U.S., if I'm not mistaken? He got caught in the U.S., right? So if you got caught in the U.S., you're going to get caught because you're having a bad team.
Yeah.
You got to do a whole lot better. If you was playing somewhere else, we'd be good. He got caught in the U.S., man. Come on, bro.
Right. That is true. That you're a small man. You're a small man.
So, I know you don't give me a segment yet, but let me get my small segment of life support. You at the bottom flat line. I know you out there enjoying it up on the other side of the wall. I got you. But I hope you're listening.
He
you
can't
at cool. You at where you supposed to be. You at where you at the bottom. He had the double digits. He had the flu victims in the beginning. Now he flat lined like I said he was. Good job, my boy, life support. Shout out to you, man. Love, brother. You don't want to see me. You don't.
Well,
I
he knows
you,
all
have you over there
with
El Chapo at. El Chapo's in the back of that EMS. What are you talking
about? Man. So how many leagues you in this year?
Three.
Okay. So, which one
yeah,
has
I'm,
the best mix?
All right, I'm second with one. I am third in the other, and I think I'm like fifth right now in the other one. By point spread. What is it? 3-2, and I'm like down by points, but it's all good. At the end of the day, I'm gonna have 3 championship belts, 3 in the frame. It's gonna be good. We're gonna be partying. Cause I can't wait to hold that trophy that you have for me, being Victoria's Secret, because that's a rival. I don't know why it's a rival. No, not sexist, but no women allowed. Oh, she hit me. I said it. Next week, I'm going to show you.
Well, she's not a pushover. She won the league that Phil up and down this D says that he's winning.
Well, you know, if you got somebody with Phillip, you know, Phillip's not doing well. Shout out to Phillip and his low ceiling that he has. But, you know, she won it, and I give her mad prop. But if I'm not mistaken, what is she, fourth right now with us? If that. She lost what, two? She lost two in a row, I believe. So she on a
two-game
losing
streak.
Yeah,
she's sitting in fourth.
Oh, yeah, she's on a two-game losing streak. She got to do better.
Right,
if she, yeah, I'm surprised you lost, Joe. I'm so mad at you. Last time we was on the show, man, you lost to a rookie, huh?
Oh, I did? I don't know. I probably did, man. That's all. I did over confidence.
No, I remember now. I don't know if it was a rookie. You lost by less than 1 point. I was so mad at you for that. You can't add them up losing by less than one. You can't do that. You can't
I
add them up less than one.
Walking.
I was like, man, you got on the show. We all talking. Your name, Joe, you got to be a hell of a guy. You got to be a good name. So we're like, we about to make this work. I'm like,
throw me
up. You hate me. Hell yeah, I hate you. You lost by less than a point.
Yeah, that was you hate me at beating.
Oh, yeah. You better hate him.
You hate me now. You hate me beat Adam up by a point. Nighthawk team came back and beat Joe. No, I didn't even see that one coming.
Was that last week?
Sanders.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. But yeah, so one thing we're doing, you know, you're doing this year, which I had picked. That's what I was saying earlier. I need to get the Eddie Robb report going on for 2 weeks in a row. I had did a pick'em, so that, you know, that started by multiple scorgasms. But can you tell us, you know, how did that work?
Oh, mad love. I appreciate that, Commission. All we do is all the games, which is slated maybe, what, 12, 13, 14 games a week in the NFL, Thursday night, Monday night, all Sunday, Saturday, as well as the end of the year. Let you pick any 9 teams you want, any 9. I'm not giving you no particular games. Whatever 9 you feel is difficult to win, put them on paper. You get all 9, you win a pot. Easy as that. That's all it is. No spreads, no nothing. Straight up. You want to participate, all you do, I got in the league, you email one way, and you PayPal the other. You get your money, no money is changing hands. You win, you get the pot. The more the merrier. I just hope that everybody will just add people. We get people whomever, wherever. We just try to make this money and try to give it out. It's free money to be made. I just think it's just like how you do with the fantasy football, get a lot of people together to show their knowledge, something that I came up with that the hope that bring us all together. It shows, you know, who got the wit. Shout out to Commissioner.
Right.
Again, he's up in it. And, you know, unfortunately last night, he tried to go with Superman Cam. Let him down, but, you know,
yeah.
As you know, we can rise back up. Next week, he'll be back at the top, like the hope, so.
Yes, sir. I'll be up in that thing, you know, because, you know, it's good stuff, because earlier this year, it was one guy from the league staff was like, man, you know what, you need to do something. And it's funny because he's always losing in the league, and he was like, man, you need to do stuff for people that's losing, you know.
That's free money, bro. It's free money.
So, you know, and I had started, like, you know, trying to check in, you know, maybe DraftKings or something else, but, you know, it was just, so it was like, man, you know, when you said, I'm like, whoa, it's like right here. So it's pretty cool and it's simple. You know, it's not a headache. So, you know, like you said, you just email here, you send your things there, you mail, you know, you send your money, you know, elsewhere. But it's pretty simple. You know, you get a spreadsheet the next day, and it's very legit. You know, it's very simple.
Yeah, you get the whole explanation. You see everybody else's picks. You see yours. If a mistake made, you know, you email. He takes care of it. He sends a pick out. You see how much you're going to win. It's no hat. Once again, nobody touching, nobody fans. Straight into your account you send it from. It's all very simple. If you think you got it, 19, make it work. Let's get this money.
Right, and you can actually, you know, you post it in our group. So it's in the Sports Talk with Friends group. You know, you get the email from there. If you have any questions, he posted very consistently, at least 2 times a week, and even before, maybe 3 times the same day before, you know, before deadline. So definitely, if you're looking for something to do before before the NBA basketball fantasy season starts, hey, get on these pick'ems, get some money. Like you said, it's pretty simple. It was $10.75 a game.
Yeah,
well, I'm sorry, $10.75.
Yeah. And the money, if you know one wins, the money rolls over. You know, that's how it is. Until somebody wins it, that's it. It's going to be sitting in the pot until somebody wins it. And right now, this is the money has rolled over for the last few weeks. And, you know, it's sitting there to be made. You want to make it, like you say, is the sheets in the group, how to do it. If you want to shoot me a message or however to do it, or however you want to make it roll, we can make it work. Let's make this money, man. Show me how smart you are.
Exactly. So, hey, you know, everybody's in a group. If even if you're not part of the NBA Fantasy Football League, and you're just in a group and you're just like, hey, you know, I want to do something that's not binding every week or every day.
Exactly. Send an email. You want to play this week? That's fine. You can play 1 week. You don't have to play next week. How you want to do it? How you want to commit? You feel as if the picks are too hard for you to make 1 week and you just want to wait till next week? It's okay. Do what you got to do.
That's all you got to do. So, hey, appreciate that. So we're just going to go
appreciate
right on here. Oh, it's all good. Love right back at you, man. Thanks for joining. Thanks for calling in. But we're about to take a quick break. And when we're coming back, we're going to do the commissioner's pick. Week 6, Bounty Edition. All right. Boom, we back, you hear me? So, about to get started with the big league commissioner's pick week six. So, Bounty Game is the champ is here, coming in 1-4 versus who's that man's mama who's sitting at 5-0. When I looked at this lineup, I was like, Lord, he needs some help. I wanted to trade in my entire team. But as much as I dislike picking on rookies, but he's a big leaguer, but matchup points, who's that man's mama by 22. Commission, I picked who's that man's mama to win. Next game, team Lando Rambunctious coming in week 6, 4-1 versus the chosen one who's won, who got their first victory last week. That name and that record was just crazy. So I'm glad. So shouts out to him for getting his first victory. But the chosen one, 1-4. And in this one, you know, proof's in the pudding. You gotta pick the, gotta roll with the hot hand guy with the better record. I'm rolling with Team Lando Rambunctious. Matchup points favor him by 12. Next game we have Team Instagram, 1-4 versus your boy in them, who's 3-2. Now it's kind of funny because this week your boy in them is making a trade for a quarterback. So, you know, me and those trades right before, you know, those last minute trades right before game day makes me think that you don't have confidence in your team. So that made me turn away from picking him. And in this one, matchup points favor Team Instagram by 19. And like I told you, I'm rocking with Team Instagram. And it's the team life support who's out there eating shrimp and freaking drinking fruited drinks out there on the beach. Yeah, I'm you busy, I'm mad at you, you hear me? But you know, live life up, I can't do it. I had to give you a shout out. Shout out to him. But life support sitting out somewhere in the middle of the ocean. He's 2-3 versus something spectacular, who's 3-2. But almost missed the important fact that both teams took a week 5 loss. And I've been waiting, and I know they've been waiting all week long to get back out there on the field and, you know, give them their shake back game. But when you got the Mr. Discount double check on your roster, you can't pick against it. Matchup point favor something spectacular by 7. I'm rocking with life support. This guy with these names. Throw me the ball, coach. Y'all should remember him. We did an interview with him. That's the coach with the million team names. He's sitting at 2-3 versus Daddy's Daycare, 2-3. If y'all heard the interview, I call him Mr. Sid with your chest. He's the sleeper team. Can't go against a guy with swag and moxie like that. He's coming into this game, the matchup favored by 21 points, and that's who I'm rolling with too. Survival of the Fit, his name has been used very frequently on our show. He's coming into this game 3-2 versus Mayhem, who's the 2016 league champ, who's also 3-2. And I'm a little salty about that because last week I took a very, very painful loss at the, you know, at the loss of Stephon Diggs. So I'm one of them bittersweet coaches over Stephon Diggs having to come out this week. But matchup points favor survival of the fit. I'm rocking with the champ. You know, he beat me. I'm not an easy pushover. So I think he got something up his sleeve for this week. Team hide your wife, 2-3 versus this. You know, this is my show, so, hey, I can't go against me. But, yeah, you're going to always hear me pick against me. It doesn't matter if I'm 0-1 forever. That won't happen, but, yeah. We got two league powerhouses going over here. He is the 2014 league champ, so can't count him out. Mad respect. You know, and I salute him, but matchup points favor me by 11. And, you know, of course, that's who I'm rocking with. So we're just going to move quickly ahead to the junior league. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. The Floor, the Lee League. Joe, who are you playing this week?
I'm up against Juice Team.
Who you playing against?
Juice.
Ah. I think he won last week. Wait, did he win last week? But yeah, now, so how did you win last week?
Coming off a W. So am I.
You coming off a W?
Yeah. Just like it might take an L, but it's about to bounce back. And that's what I did last week.
Right. So, you know, who do you think has the advantage between you and Team Juice this week?
I don't want to toot my horn because every time I toot it, something bad happens. But I'm tooting it. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. I'm going to win. Because it's over with. Stewart only got 0.6 points. It's over with. I don't see nobody on his lineup who threatened me. But if you look at my lineup, I got a Drew Brees. I got a Hop. I got a Fuller. And Eric already did his thing.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Because, you know, you had a very good come-from-behind victory last week. So, you know, I was impressed with that. You know, and I'm on sure that made a statement all across the league, like, you know, hey, you know, your team is a force to be reckoned with. But, I picked you to win that one, too. And Yahoo, you know, they're rocking with you, too. But, you know, once again, our bounty game of the week is El Chapo Dillinger, 1-4 versus Multiple Scorgasm, who's 3-2. Who you got on that one?
No, I got to rock with my man Joe on that one.
All right. Got to rock with him. That's who I'm rolling with.
I guess he's flexing on him.
What you say?
I say he got an empty spot on his flex.
He got quite a few injuries on there, but yeah, I think you know, he's a better coach of the two, so I think he's gonna pull that one off. Next game we got Victorious Secret, who's 3-2 versus Bounty Hunters, who's 1-4. Who do you got? Who do you think's gonna win that one?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with Bounty Hunter.
Ooh,
but last time I went with Bounty Hunter and go so right because I picked him to beat you.
Ah! See, that's the thing right there. I think he's still licking his wounds after being voted the Week 5 Biggest Loser. So I think Victoria Secret's going to be that nail in the coffin on him. But we're going to see how that one ends out. So the next game we got, That's All You Got, 3-2 versus Insane Asylum, who's 4-1.
I'm going with That's All You Got. That's All You Got. I mean, Insane Asylum, he just been skinning by the grin of his teeth. I don't know how this man has been winning. Like, look at his tight end spot. Right now he got no game. Come on. And look at that. Smith, 0.6. He'd just be winning by the skin of his teeth. I don't know. I'm going with That's All You Got.
Hey, That's All You Got been putting up some big numbers. One week, he balled so hard, I had to call him like Deion, like Primetime Sanders. Like, hey, you ball that hard, you get the call. He scored a league high, 204 points. So he's definitely on my radar. All right, that's who I'm rocking with, too. So next game we got You Hate Me, who's 2-3 versus the recruit. Man, I'm ashamed to say that he's actually a big leaguer, but that just goes to show you that every league has its own dynamic that makes it that competitive, because we have junior, with the exception of the rookie, he's going to definitely cool off because he definitely made that jump from the junior league to the big league. He's been tearing it up, but every league has their own dynamic that makes them that much more competitive. But he's 0-5. So who do you think is going to win this one?
I'm going to go with You Hate Me. I'm going to give it to him. He's playing well. Then also,
okay. I was it's not funny to me. I had put at this point in the season, you know, he's just been giving out L's. as right. all he's been taking nothing but L's. Like, the recruits been taking nothing but L's. So I don't think it's going to be differently this week. Yahoo picked the recruit. I picked You Hate Me to win. Next game we got is Team Who Them 3-2 versus Juice Team Who's 3-2.
Hey. I picked us to win. Who Them?
Same here. Same here. I know you was a little leery. You know, don't want to put in, you know, bad juju. But yeah, you
ball at home. Who do? He probably speak someone. Hey, let me go a whole other week.
Already. Next game we got is Nighthawks Team 2-3 versus Adam Up, who's also 2-3. Both of these guys can put up some points. Yahoo picked Adam Up to win. I picked Adam Up too. Just think he might outcoach him on this one. Last game we have Team Hide the Kids, Hide Your Wife, who's coming in 4-1 versus the champ is here. And Yahoo is, they picked this one to be even, but of course, can't pick against myself. You know, I'm on a 3-game win streak and sitting on top of multiple scoregasms. So, who do you think is going to win this one?
There's no one. I picked against you once before, and I'm not scared to pick against you again. The champ is here. I'm going with him.
There it is. Pop, pop, pop. Shot fired, so appreciate that. Last time you picked against me, I think, was another win for me. But cool. So we just about to go ahead and do the minor league commissioner's pick week 6. We still got that bounty. We still have that bounty on Team Phil up and down this D. But I'm about to get him on a call just so we can introduce his own game. Yo, coach.
What's good? What's good, man?
Oh, man, we're just doing a commissioner's pick right now. We're on your game. It's Phillip's team, who's 3-2, versus you, who's owning this league right now. You know, and I got respect, you know, like you've been on here, you know, with confidently saying, you know, hey, I got respect your game now. You beat me, and you've been throwing up crazy numbers. So, who you think's going to win? You know, you think you're going to win this week?
I mean, my game won already, but, you know, I'm already waiting on next week. You know what I'm saying? the work done over there already. You know what I'm saying? All he is another stepping stone to my title, bro.
Real. And I don't know if you know, like, in the minor league, you're going to get a ring. Like, if you do win, you get a ring. The champion get a ring.
All right.
And then you get invited
that's
to the big league. I mean, to the junior league. See, you got me talking big league.
Well, you know, that's
why
I belong
for that
at,
type
you know,
of action, yeah.
That's where I belong at. You see it in the action, bro. That's where I belong. But I take all the steps necessary to get there. Ain't no problem. You know what I mean? But
that is true.
Just don't waste your time picking against me this week, bro. And save your money for that bounty, bro, because Phillip can't get it done.
Hey, what is the dog? Sunshine, light shines on the dog's ass sometime, huh? So, hey, I'm just hoping
hey,
that
I bet Phillip don't win a lottery, though. I guarantee Phillip don't win a lot of it. he ain't got enough over there, man. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be filling up and down his D all week, man. He ain't got enough to win a lot of
it. I'm telling you, I love that name. I love that name, man. I love that name, but cool. So the next game we got King's team, who's 2-3 versus DA's finest team, who's 1-4. So, Joe, well, in this game, I got King's team to win this one. Next game is Tyrone C's team coming into this game 3-2 versus Charles' team, who's 4-1. Somebody better call Tyrone, because if he doesn't set up his lineup, it's going to take another L and extend that losing record to 3. So in this game, I'm rocking with Charles' team. Next game, we have Smoking 8, who's 0-5. Man, I don't know who's seen this one coming, versus Ken's Terrific team, who's 1-4. But in this week, y'all better call WWL, WFAA, TMZ, and all the media outlets, because I think this is going to be the week Team Smoke get his first win. Next game, we got Team Steel Curtain 817, who's coming in this game 3-2, versus Digby's Eagles, who's 2-3. Boom. Digby Eagles going to win this one. Can't go against the childhood team. Next game is Smoke Spicy Cooks and NOLA, who's 2-3 versus Got 'Em Coach, who's 4-1. Last week, I was able to get back on the winning side after just, man, I was just on a downward spiral. I had to, like, shake back, slap myself in the face, and be like, man, what you doing? Got me a win, so I'm thinking I'm extended up to this week, too. So that just wraps up our commissioner's pick on that one. And, whew, Joe, you ready for this week?
Yes, sir, I am.
Man, I'll tell you. Did you make any trades or you picked up any free agents off the waiver wire?
Yeah, I had picked up McFadden. As soon as I had seen the news that Iggy Azalea was a plan, I had to see. And boom, there he go. And I was 2 hours late. Somebody would have picked him up.
Well, you know, he's been inactive for parts of the season, and it might be Alfred Morris, but they're going to have to do a timeshare back there.
Yeah.
So that was a good pickup. That was a good pickup. Yeah, because, I don't know, you know, by now everyone should know that Ezekiel Elliott did lose his suspension. Well, he lost his appeals case in New Orleans, which anyone who's from New Orleans or been in New Orleans or around New Orleans know. If you go to court down there, you're either Angola bound or you're sunk. Like, they're really not going in your favor. So he should have known he was getting his suspension, but his suspension was upheld when he went down to appeal in New Orleans court, in New Orleans federal court. So that made Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden some hot pickups this week. But this week, man, we had some crazy, it was a crazy time for the Biggest Loser. Like, it was funny because initially it was nominated for the recruit who's 0-5 to be the Biggest Loser of the Florida Lee League. And then it was Ken's Terrific Team of the Minor League. And then it was the Champ Is Here of the Big League. And a coach from out the junior league, the Florida Lee League, had nominated the Bounty Hunter for such poor play. So, but he was nominated and actually voted the Biggest Loser of Week 5. But I got to salute the sportsmanship of that guy, you know, and everyone that actually changes their profile picture, because that's in support of the league. It's not anything, you know, insulting, but it's in support of the league, and it's all just in good fun and helps build and attract more people to the league, because they're looking like, man, y'all doing fun stuff like that. The only thing I'm doing in my league is checking my lineup. So big ups to all the coaches, big leaguers, and everyone that's supporting the league and, you know, and enjoying on the fun, because if you're a part of it, you're going to enjoy the fun. If you're against it, you know, it just looks bad. But once again, our big ups and salute to everyone that actually participates and, you know, and it and adheres to the rules and everything that the league is a part of to have much, you know, to have fun. So big ups. But the Bounty Hunter was voted Biggest Loser of Week 5 by an astounding 7 votes. 7 coaches nominated and voted him to be the Biggest Loser. Coming up second with the Champ Is Here with 2. Man, it was an interesting Week 6 in the NFL and the NBA Fantasy Football League, but we're about to get ready to wrap things up. So anything you want to do in our clothing there, Joe?
One thing I got to say is you win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. So that's for all the losers in the league right now.
Well, I was looking for a drop, you know, and this for the Florida Lee League, you know, is a big leaguer sitting on top in first place as a new sheriff in town. That's all I'm going to say. If you think I'm going to fall, get you some popcorn, get you a Snickers, you're going to be watching for a while. So if we close things up, this is Commit signing off. Week 6, back at it again week 7. Appreciate multiple scoregasms and Coach Mike Lowry of Team Phillip and Down ND for calling that. Thanks for hanging out with me as always, Coach Joe.
Yeah,
we about
know.
To be out. Right. Y'all holler, you know, y'all join us this for week 7, and we out.